From the studios of KPCW in Park City, this is The Mountain Life, healthy living in the Wasatch, health, nutrition, fitness, and lifestyle. I'm Lynn Ware Peak.
And I'm Pete Stoughton.
Park City resident Annie Morgan is, of course, very excited and looking forward to a big season of turning women on to the sport of Nordic skiing. Born and raised in Sun Valley, Idaho, Annie's commitment to Nordic skiing began as a young girl. She competed nationally with the Sun Valley Ski Education Foundation and then went on to ski for the University of Utah, which is no small task getting on that team, including being a member of the NCAA winning team in 1996. After her racing career ended, Annie shared her love of the sport by coaching junior racing programs in Sun Valley, in Boulder, and Salt Lake City, and then in Park City. And she founded Park City Nordic Betties, oh, it feels like about 8 years ago, but she can tell us all about it. Good morning to you, Annie.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. I have to clarify that I was a walk-on on the University of Utah ski team. So it was a great opportunity for me. But yeah. I wasn't one of those scholarship skiers. They were on a level that I was not.
Yeah.
But what a great experience anyway.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. It's funny because as I was reading the NCAA winning team in 1996, yeah. I feel like the Nordic team, the whole team, the ski team at the University of Utah won NCAAs. Was it last year?
They did. They yeah. won it last year as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, really exciting. It has just continued to be a really strong collegiate team, and it's fun to watch. Some of our locals, like Leah Lang, who
yes.
skis for the U now. So it's really exciting to watch that tradition continue at the U.
The Nordic Betties is a every year growing this huge group of women. How many people do you have typically participate?
You know, season to season, it varies a little bit. But I would say on an average, we're around 120 pretty consistently. Some seasons we get to 150, some a little bit less. It depends on the skiing from the season before often. Mm-hmm. So my hunch is it's going to be a big year. We had such beautiful conditions last year. And I think, you know, the thing that strikes Inge Travis, my co-founder and I every year is that we keep thinking we will have met every woman in Park City who has any interest in Nordic skiing. And every year we have an entirely new group of women showing up. We have the ones that have been with us. This is our seventh season, so it's really exciting that have been here every single year. But we continue to have these new faces of women that have been in the Valley a long time or are new to Park City and are looking for a new sport to participate in and a way to be connected to our community. So it's fun to experience Park City in this way.
Now, I think you modeled your program after the very successful VAMPS program in Sun Valley.
Yep.
And that one, for even a much smaller community,
yeah.
has huge numbers of women.
Oh, my gosh. That program now, I think this is their 20th year, believe it or not. And I was actually one of the first coaches with that program. It was started by one of my former coaches, Muffy Ritz. And it continues to be an incredibly strong program in Sun Valley. And same thing, you know, there's a dedicated group of women that show up year after year after year. And she takes those women now even as far as the Masters world in Europe. So it's fun to sort of continue that tradition and to see how Park City continues to grow in that way.
So I have to apologize. I am not a cross-country skier, and perhaps you,
you
can...
You should apologize for that.
The guilt is really thick, please. And maybe you can change that. But I always imagine cross-country skiing as kind of a solo and solitary moment, and birds are chirping. I'm just... how does that work with 120 women out on the trail course?
Yeah. So we break it up. It can be a very solo, one-on-one in nature kind of experience. But around here, we have so many beautifully groomed trails that it really is a social sport. It has become a social sport. So our program is set up so that we have two different times. We move our women around and we break into smaller groups. So you'll never have more than 50 women signed up for one of our sessions, one of our time slots. And then within that, we have eight coaches. So then you break up into smaller groups. So you know, you're out skiing with maybe 10 women, but it's not overwhelming. And so it's a fun way to go out. I think, like most things, when you are learning them, especially as an adult, it's fun to be with other people that are learning. And we have women that have never had a pair of skis on of any kind, to women that were really well celebrated in different winter sports or in skiing, and just continue to come back because we have coaches that can contribute so much to technique and efficiency, and, you know, and it's fun to be out there with friends. So, you know, it doesn't feel overwhelming. We try really hard to make it not feel that way because it's a community that wants to be on the trails too. And a lot of our trails are multi-use. So we do teach trail etiquette and try to keep it sort of rotating around so that if, you know, you're always hitting White Pine at lunch, we're never, you know, crossing paths with the same people all the time. But yeah, it's a fun way to learn. And I think, you know, I don't know, for me growing up skiing, the team aspect was probably one of the most important things. And I watch my own kids who ski with Park City Ski and Snowboard Nordic. And for them, social is everything. You know, my 15-year-old daughter, the friends and her relationship with her amazing coaches are what keep her wanting to show up and doing hard work every day. And I think the same is true with adults and women. Mm-hmm. You know, we show up and, you know, we're supportive and we make it fun and we do a lot of giggling and, you know.
I love the giggling. I would love to join for that. But if if I'm going out there, I'm going to be dying. So how do you socialize with a group while you're out there? Do you do that before, after, during?
It probably
cocktails in the middle.
A little bit of all.
Yes,
we do have wine and wax days where we have been known to drink more wine than we wax skis. But you know, it depends on the group. Our advanced women are out there moving the whole time, so they're chatting with each other at the beginning. Our more sort of novice groups of women, we're working more on technique because part of this sport being fun is having enough technique so that it is not just agony. And that's something that we really work on a lot. So there's practicing and examples. And so during that time, our women can talk and chat. And then, you know, the fun thing is we'll go out, the coaches go out, and we'll be skiing on other days than we have our practices. And we'll see groups of our women out there together. They've connected with each other during our practices, and now they're out exploring Round Valley and taking advantage of our amazing trails. So, yeah.
So I'm looking at the program, and if our listeners would like to go look at this program, it's parkcitynordicbetties.com. We're speaking with Annie Morgan, the co-founder, along with Inge Travis. So it's obvious what you do if you're a newbie,
right,
Betty's. There's a 6-week program. It's Wednesdays from 10 to 11:15 a.m.
Yep.
And then there's also a classic program, and that's so for classic skiing, and that's taught by former Olympian Laurie Humbert, which will be great.
Yeah, actually, we have a really exciting development with classic this year. Laurie, we were really sad to say, ended up getting a full-time teaching job recently. So we have Liz Steven, who is a 3-time Olympian. And so we have continued the Olympian tradition with the classic Betties.
And
I'm really excited to work with Liz. Yeah, newly retired last year. So she will be a great asset for our program.
She has more energy than just about anyone I've ever seen. We interviewed her a few weeks ago.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you could actually attach straps to her and just coast behind her.
Wouldn't that be fantastic?
Yes.
I know. Yeah.
Not very great to draft behind, but.
Yeah. She's phenomenal both on the tracks and off. So we're really, really excited for that. And hope we'll see Lori again. But we're excited for all the things that she has going on.
Good for her that she, yes. My only problem with this is I would really love to do that clinic because my classic cross-country skiing is pretty pathetic. I fake it. But I'm here from 9 to 10 on Wednesdays.
Darn. I know.
Okay, maybe next year. So Wednesdays, 9:30 to 10:45 a.m. Mm-hmm. And then if you're in the 10-week Betty's Skate program, you have choices between Tuesdays at 10 or at noon.
Yes.
And should you go with one or the other if you're more advanced or less?
No. We have a coaching staff and enough so that we can have groups 10-week newbie all the way through advanced. We set up the 6-week program on Wednesdays mainly because I think it was a little intimidating for some who were just getting started to commit to a full 10 weeks. That's, you know, we take school vacations off because most of the coaches have their own children. But we just decided that maybe 6 weeks was a good intro, and then they will get hooked and then they want to move into our 10-week program. That said, we have a lot of newbie skiers who are like, I'm all in. The sooner I get the hang of this, the better. And so they sign up for the whole 10 weeks. So you really can do either way. Yeah. Great. And we do have women that talk with each other. And, you know, a lot of our advanced skiers kind of get together and, okay, are we doing noon this week or this year? Are we doing 10? And that's fun when you've been, you know, well established.
Right. So one really important feature of this program is your outfit.
Oh, yes.
What do you call it in cross-country skiing? Your kit?
Your uniform, I guess.
I like outfit. I'm sticking with that.
I like kit.
So that's something. I mean, it is kind of fun. I mean, I'm saying that in jest, of course, but it is kind of fun because when you belong to a sport and you're new at it, you get to wear the outfit and you go to a Wasatch Citizen Series race, you feel really good.
It's true. You know, we started and we modeled this after a lot of the great races that happen every single year, including the Boulder Mountain Tour, where every year you get a new hat. So Betty's, we do a new hat every year, and Inky and I have gotten really excited each season to design the hats. And actually, I had one for you today, but because of the snow on the road and my fear of being late, I will have to drop it by. But it's fun to look back, and our Betty's love to bring out their old hats. Uh-huh. To sort of, it's almost like, you know, your medal of honor to say, oh, I've been here for, you know, 6 years, or I've been here for 3 years, or, you know, and so it is, it's a fun thing to look forward to. Yeah. So
excellent. So how are signups going? I know they opened back in like September.
Opened in September and they're going great. We still have room in all of our different sessions. But, you know, as the snow falls, I think everyone starts panicking a little bit. So our program starts for the 10-week program on December 10th. And it runs through March 3rd. The newbies 6-week and the classic skiing 6-week programs both start on January 8th. So there's still plenty of time to register. And we'd love to see more women out there.
Yes. Wonderful. So about $350 for the 10-week mm-hmm. program and less for the 6-week programs, $225.
Yes. Yep. Yep. And those include all the day passes when we ski at White Pine or if we ski at Jeremy Ranch. There's not an extra cost. It also includes your hat. It includes a wax clinic. We do a really fun Easter egg hunt the last day of the year. I know. It is almost like
I want to be a Betty.
I know. It's almost like watching a World Cup event. These women are so jazzed to go out and look for these eggs. So we have some really fun things that we do during the season.
So how many kilometers do you ski? Well, I guess it depends on which mm-hmm. level that you're in. Yep. But if someone's thinking, okay, I'm a pretty good skate skier and I might like to go out and get some more technique for that hour. And is it an hour and
15.
A half? Hour and 15. Mm-hmm. What kind of, you know, how many kilometers am I going to get in?
You know, our more advanced women can ski 10, 15, you mm-hmm. know, without much trouble.
Yeah.
So it just depends. It depends on what the focus of the day is as well. You know, are you working on intervals? If that's the case, you're working on speed, not distance. If you're out and learning how to just ski sustained is part of what you have to learn how to do.
Yeah.
And so those women, you know, are really excited. We've done loops where every loop that the women ski, this is sort of later in the season, they get a necklace of beads so they can keep track. And you know, see how many kilometers they can ski in an hour and set goals. And so it really varies.
Yeah. Great. Well, Pete, you haven't asked the most obvious question I've been waiting for you to ask.
Will you allow me to be a Betty?
You can definitely come be an honorary Betty for the day.
I'm in.
I would Lynn, take them up on that.
Lynn wants to see me cross country ski.
You know, it's you just can't live in Park City and not try it.
Yes,
I mean
so
that's
true.
The thing.
I might probably want to practice before I come join
no.
you.
No. Oh, no. It's way more fun to just show up with everybody right. else who's learning.
It's the yeah. most time efficient sport that exists, mm-hmm. I'm convinced. Because, well, other than running, which you can just do right from outside the studio here. But it is, yeah, you go out and half an hour later, Pete, you'll be just begging to go back to work.
Yeah, but you guys make it sound not just a great workout, but actually fun. And so, you know, when I take people running with me, they're like, where was the fun? So that was just a lot of running and pain. So.
And I will say that I've done a lot of different competitive sports in my life, but the Nordic ski crowd mm-hmm. are the nicest people.
Yeah.
And the ages, you know, they start from these teeny little kids, 4 years old doing a race on up to, you can still do this sport when you're 90.
Oh my gosh. It is why I think it's such a special sport. And I have to say, last winter I was skiing back home and ran into a guy, and he's midway through his 90s, who was still classic skiing like nobody's business out there. And, you know, I think he did 15K that day.
Wow.
So, that's you know, impressive. It really is. It's all body. It's fantastic. And, you know, often when skiing on the mountain isn't so good, Nordic skiing is brilliant around here.
That's right. So, well, Annie Morgan, thanks for making annual pilgrimage to KPCW Studios to talk about the Park City Nordic Betties.
I know, right? Thanks so much.
Thank you. Thanks for tuning in to The Mountain Life. If you missed part of the show or want to share it, all our shows are posted within the hour on kpcw.org under the Shows tab. We also podcast all of KPCW's Public Affair Hour shows. Wherever you find your podcast, you can find them under KPCW and the individual show name. So look for KPCW The Mountain Life and take us with you on your next road trip or commute.